Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Howdy fucking doodah, boys and girls of America, or wherever the fuck you're tuning in from. My name is Camo, and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally anything and every fucking thing that comes to my ADHD mind. Speaking of ADHD, my apologies, mamas and papas. Yeah, I know I promised a prank calling episode this week, but my ADHD did get the best of me. And I waited last minute as fuck. I told myself 3 days ago I was going to film this episode and, you know, just something just always got in the way. So you'll be getting that episode next week. Please don't crucify me. It's too late. I waited last minute. It's literally 3:14 a.m. Yeah, no one's awake to answer those prank calls. So just live, laugh, loving that. So sorry, but... life updates for the week. I got laser hair removal, my fourth round, yesterday at WIFH in Dunwoody. I hate right after I get laser because for like 5 days, whatever hair was like there before it was zapped, gets stuck in the follicle. And I can't like shave it off. Like it just won't come out of my face that way. So you have to wait like a week before you can attempt shaving. So here I am, hairy. Oh, so scary. Yeah, I'm not live, laugh, loving that. But like 2 weeks after every laser appointment for like 3 weeks straight, there is not a single hair in my face or neck. And I love that. Yeah. So I'm very excited about that. I'm so excited just to get this whole laser situation situated, if you will. I also got my second round of laser tattoo removal on these tattoos. Now, there is a big misconception with laser tattoo removal. A lot of these videos you girls see on the internet, it's very misleading. That first session, they zap it and there's this effect called frosting. That's why y'all see these videos and the tattoo looks white. So it's a little misleading because y'all see that and you're like, oh shit, that tattoo disappeared in one fucking round. No, that was an effect that, you know, it's just going to tone down once they like put the, or once they like wash off the fucking area that they just zapped, and it pretty much looks the same. It takes like 9 rounds to get a tattoo completely removed. And that really depends on how good the lasers at your facility are. So yeah, y'all be seeing those videos and y'all be like, oh my God, it was 1 round. It looks so different. No, that was not the results. Okay. But for me to only have 2 sessions under my belt, I'm pretty impressed. I'm sad they're still there, but it's a process and it can't be rushed. I am looking forward to the next like 2 years of my life. I'm ready to just get these 2 years over with, if I'm being 1,000, because she's just really cocooned up right now. You know, I plan on doing so much to myself in the next 2 years. I want to be a completely different bitch by 30. Yeah, I'm turning 28. Oh my God. Wow, my pussy is getting dried and wrinkled. Yeah, we live, laugh, love. I can't believe I'm almost 30. They do say that 30s are your 20s with money. So I'm looking forward to that, assuming that that is, you know, there's some truth there. There is manifestation. I'm going to be so goddamn rich. Y'all hear that, universe? Thank you. Yeah, so by 30, I want to be a completely different bitch inside and out. It amazes me how much change I've made just this year alone. I mean, without diving too deep into weight loss, like the fact that I lost over 90 pounds since February, the end of February, pretty much March. Let's just go ahead and say March 1st. From March 1st-ish area to now, I've lost over 90 pounds. That's so crazy. And I've gotten 4 rounds of laser, tattoo removal, a lot. I also got a hydrofacial, first time I ever did that. That was such an experience. I left feeling so hydrated. Yeah. A little Dr. Pimple Popper moment. Didn't have much come out of my face. I take care of my face. What can I say? Salicylic acid really be doing me right. So it was an experience. But anyways, the next 2 years is going to be something. Stay tuned, girls. I'm just going to keep updating you on all that. But anything juicy this week? Huh. I got manic the past 2 days and I went thrifting, which I know some people are like, okay, Purr, you went thrifting. Cool. You know, I got my start on TikTok making thrift store commentaries, right? I've always been a thrift junkie since a child. But when I started making the thrift store content, my thrifting went from a mild addiction to full-blown addict. I was in a thrift store every day, multiple thrift stores every fucking day. And I do have a spending problem. So I would go in there and I would buy hella shit, rarely touch half of it. It was just too much. So I tried to not stop going to thrift stores, but I definitely, pardon me. Wow. I definitely decreased my thrifting. Yeah. But this week I said, you know what? Mama's going to treat herself. I was feeling manic, a little sad. So I went to a few thrift stores, my favorite Southern Thrift Market down the street. Went there today and I only spent $44, but I got a lot. They had like a half price sale on like pretty much everything in the store. So I got like 8 items. Like some had the fucking tags on them. And then yesterday I also bought like 7 things from a Goodwill. And I'm like, okay, Purr bitch, slow down. You just got rid of like 8 trash bags full of clothing last week. And here you are just hoarding it back the fuck up. But I am working on getting more pieces, if you will. Prior to me losing this weight, I shopped with, I don't want to say comfortability in mind, but versatility in mind. I would buy tops that I could either dress up or dress down. Same thing with my like pants. I would wear mostly leggings because, you know, leggings, I can dress it up, I can dress it down. A lot of plain tops, but I'm trying to build more looks and do more photo shoots and be more creative with my wardrobe. I've always liked to accessorize, but I'm trying to really just find cute and gorgeous pieces that maybe I only wear once or twice, but it'll be a look. You know, I don't need to keep wearing the same shit. I'm a new bitch, so I gotta switch it up. So I did buy all this shit from the thrift store the past few days, and yeah, I'm just living life, breathing air. I went to the gym today. I've been going to the gym every fucking day. I'm very proud of myself in that regard. I get a lot of questions about what my exercises are or what exercises I do. I do pretty much only weight training. My cardio is walking cardio. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't do much cardio at all. I know it would benefit me for sure, get that heart rate elevated, but I am just really into the weights. I love weight training. I got up to 290 pounds today, leg pressing. Yep. Yep. I went to the gym yesterday. Well, okay, Pearl, let me just, ADHD, wow. Okay, so today I went, right? And this bitch, well, wow, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I was in the leg press, no stressing, just leg pressing, purr. This man took notice of me. He was looking. He wanted a taste of what I was cooking. He was looking, right? So his bitch takes notice of him, runs over to him, gets upset. She's making faces at me, making faces at him, laughing. Here's the thing, mama. Your man is the problem. It seems as though this is not the first time this has happened, and your reaction leads me to believe that you catching him up has been a pattern. This is not new. You're true to this, not new to this, okay? So why on earth are you going to come over there and get upset with him, but me also? Stay upset with him. He's the one looking. I'm over here at leg pressing, headphones in, minding my own fucking business. He's looking at me, checking me. I'll give me that I want to fuck you look. And I'm like, just looking at him, hey, purr, and looking around. Why are you mad at me? Ladies, calm the fuck down. If your man is looking at other bitches, other genders, that's a him problem. Don't take it up with the other bitch, okay? First of all, I'm not even the other bitch. I'm just an innocent passerbyer, okay, working out, and you're getting worked up. I'm working out and you're getting worked up. Why? It's not my fault he's looking at me. I'm sorry, I'm a tasty treat, okay? I'm so sorry. I'm looking real scrumptious and he was checking me out. Maybe you should reevaluate your relationship with him. He's down low. Yeah. Yikes. Any other life updates? Oh my God. Totally switching gears here. So one of my girlies, one of y'all, I hope you're listening to this week's episode. She reached out to me. She does resin art. Ooh, not the double chin. That was so unflattering. She reached out to me and was like, hey, I want to make you a custom ashtray, you know, for Miss Oregano, if you will. And I was like, you know what, Purr, that would be great. Gorgeous. So I had her make me a Miss and Mr. Oregano ashtray for my car, right? So cute. I believe these are real pot leaves. So cute and gorgeous. I am obsessed. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. She also wrote me a note. I'm going to read it because I haven't actually read it. I got this the other day and the box has been sitting in my room, but I finally opened it right before the podcast and oh my God. First of all, the ashtrays are so cute, girl, but wow. Camo, first things first. Hey, Mama Sauce. Purr, okay, she knows the lingo. I fucking love you and mean it when I say that your TikToks and in combo with the release of Unfazed and Unbothered single-handedly helped me get through last year. My senior year at UGA. Okay, purr. Georgia girl. Hey, that means you're down the street from me. Let's link, mama. I have just loved watching your journey as you've blossomed and taken such a beautiful path in life. You have inspired and motivated me in so many ways. I want to thank you for being my first customer. I appreciate you so much. I know that Mr. and Mrs. Oregano are going to be so exceptionally happy and cute and gorgeous in their new home. If you love, love, love them, I would appreciate a little customer review or something. Okay, well, here it is, mama. So cute and gorgeous. I'm obsessed, honestly. Spread the word for the fellow ganja lovers. Yep. Anyways, thank you. At Kiss My Ash with two S's dot Trey. Purr. Thank you. I love you and I love them. On that note, I'm going to go on a break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about this Adam Levine drama and some other choice topics. So stay tuned.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And we're back. ADHD is such a wild thing, and I hate how it's just becoming my entire personality lately, but you know, it helps me better understand myself and why I tick the way I tick and why I'm just so fucking scatterbrained and fucked up mentally. But take me as I am. Love me unconditionally, please. Okay? I was sharing the story of the couple at the gym today, and I forgot to go back on my story about the day before that. People always be in my comments on some, Camo, these things only happen to you. Why do these things only happen to you? How do these things only happen to you? You must be the problem. Common denominator. Boop, 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 boop. Listen, I am a rare breed. And I'm not trying to be that. I'm different. I'm not trying to be that bitch, okay? I do not conform. In life, you can either conform and take the easy route, or you can find solace in yourself. And I've done that. I've accepted who I am. I love who I am. I can't change who I am. So I live my life unapologetically. That being said, I am a stallion, slim, thick, queer, baddie, okay? I'm a sight to see. People try to figure me out all day, all night. And with that, you know, there's going to be a lot of reactions, a lot of comments, and it's unnecessary, but I expect it. However, it doesn't take away from my frustrations. Now, I'm not upset and frustrated as an individual. I don't think to myself, why do people hate me? Why do people feel so strongly? But it does upset my spirit knowing that there are other people out there who are being affected by people who are trying to affect me. But I'm personally not affected, but the principle really does affect me, and seriously. So I am at the gym yesterday, and this group of kiddos, they were probably 18 to 20 years old enough to fucking know better, especially in 2022. I'm leg pressing, ain't stressing, and they have the audacity to, it all starts the same. One person notices me, and I guess I'm a laughing matter to them. They nudge over at their friend. Friend looks over. Before you know it, head's doing a 180, both looking in my direction. Now, I did have my headphones in. I couldn't hear them. So people, Kama, how are you going to assume you know what they were saying? Devil's advocate, shut the fuck up. Listen, body language, facial expressions, those are languages of their own. If you are looking at me, laughing, cackling, I can only assume you're talking shit, okay? Come on now, common sense. People do react towards me these ways every day of my life. This is not me asking for pity. I don't care. I'm not fishing for compliments. But Kama, you're gorgeous the way, I know. Thank you. Thank you. I know I'm a beauty queen, okay? But I turn heads. And sometimes not in the way I want to. People just want to figure me out. And anyways, I'm working out. They're staring. They're gawking. They're laughing. And I'm blown away by that. Somebody who is working their ass off, busting their ass, bettering themselves. Why is that a laughing matter to anybody? Okay. You don't know if this is my first day in the gym or this is my 1,000th time in the gym. All I can tell you this much, though. You're over there flexing in the fucking mirror with your bird chest, chicken, little fucking flat arms over there, looking like little fucking flats. They're so goddamn scrawny. And you're flexing in the mirror, doing that fucking lame ass dance move. Whipping and flipping, cooking up dope and beepity bop, whatever. That lame ass fucking move. You're over here flexing, checking yourself out, which whatever, I'm all for self-confidence. But you're over there checking yourself out, which is not much to check out. And you're laughing at me. I've lost over 90 pounds. I know you don't know that, but I'm over here leg pressing you plus your buddy who's giggling. And you're looking in the mirror at a lack of progress. Yeah. Get it the fuck together. Get to lifting. Okay. Don't be looking at people in the gym who are bettering themselves. It makes no sense. It upsets me because I saw a lot of comments on my video. I made a video about it the other day on TikTok, and so many people were in the comments like, yeah, this is why I don't go to the gym. I canceled my membership because of bitches like this. Ew. Ew, that is so sad. First of all, I'm so sorry if anyone has ever felt that. I wish we lived in a world where people just minded their fucking business. Look, everybody has an opinion. Time and place, though. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm this perfect peach. I talk shit. I talk mad fucking shit, okay? Till the fucking cows come home. And I will till the day I die, probably. It's just in our nature. It's human fucking nature. But time and place, I would never in the moment ever try to make somebody feel less. I would never try to belittle somebody. I would never try to hurt somebody's feelings in the moment. It's so gross. It's so nasty, you know? Wait till you're in the car. If it's that much of a fucking talking point, which I just can't fathom anybody working out being such a fucking talking point. But if you must speak on the situation, wait till you're in the fucking car. Wait till you're out of their view sight, out of an ear's shot. It's rude as fuck. I have a friend who doesn't really know time and place. She's working on it. I'll give her some credit. I've had to correct her many fucking times. Shouldn't at this fucking age, but still. Time and place. I can't stress enough. If you see something that raises your fucking eyebrows, don't comment on it with them fucking 5 feet behind you. What if they were at their wits fucking end? Okay. All I'm saying Wait. If you gotta fucking laugh about me, laugh about my fucking tranny ass in the fucking car, okay? Purr. Anyways, now that that's out of the fucking way, Adam Levine, my entire timeline. Now, I don't keep up with fucking Maroon 5, Adam Levine's ass like that. I've liked a song or two, especially way back in the day when he was relevant, but I'm disgusted, but I'm also not surprised. Nothing surprises me these days. You know, I'm pretty jaded, I guess you could say, to life and situations. I hear things day by day and I'm just like, wow, of course that would happen. It just goes to show, it don't matter how fucking hot, how put together you may or may not be, how gorgeous, how this, how that, you can still get cheated on. And it sucks. It sucks, but it's also so careless of him. You have such a platform. You're such a huge artist, such a huge celebrity, and you are flirting with fans. And then you want to pull this fucking bullshit PR that they all do when they get caught up in some shit. He's posting on his story, I did not have an affair. Beep it about. This is what happened. Explaining the situation away. You had the intentions of having an affair, whether you did or did not. And I'm not believing for one second. Does anybody ever believe these things? When celebrities get caught up in these dramas and they have to save face on their Instagrams, their stories or whatever, and they start sharing shit like, this is what happened, I'm so sorry, and it's well written and whatnot. Does anyone actually read that shit and be like, wow, yeah, they're sorry. It's okay. Let's stop talking about it. No. Let's talk about it. Okay. You are a celebrity. Do better. Cheating, no one should do it, but a fucking celebrity with so many people, so many eyes on them. You're that careless. Do fucking better. I can't. My computer is about to die, so I'm going to pause this thought. 1 second, girls. All right, jump in topics. Here we go. I want to talk about the pressures and expectations put on all of us, really. It's sad. It's so sad. There is so much pressure and expectations put on every group of people, both genders, everything in between. There's just so much expectation, and expectation is the root of all heartache. It really is. So much pressure. You know, as a queer person, a non-binary person, trans people, I feel like in the queer community definitely have the shorter end of the stick. You know, when somebody announces to, you know, their family, their friends, that they want to transition, they're usually met with, well, if you're gonna do it, you gotta be this way. You've gotta act like a woman, think like a woman. You've gotta dress this way. You've gotta be as femme as possible. And, you know, you've gotta operate this way. No, everybody is an individual. We all can think and act and move differently. So we choose to do so. But a lot of people conform. And because of that, they stick to what is safe or what they know is right or what they've been taught. And unfortunately, you know, children, they're taught, little boys are taught to be tough, be courageous, be prideful, be strong. You've got to grow up and have a six-pack physique, 750 credit score, six figures a year. You've got to be the provider. You've got to do this and that and pay for everything. And, you know, and then women, you've got to beat your face. You can't be too emotional. You can't be too intense. You can't have too much of an opinion. You've got to mind your P's and Q's. You can't be too sexual, but you also can't be a prude. You got to be a slut, but only for two people in your whole life's time. Otherwise, you're just disposable. It's sad. You've got to cook. You've got to clean as a woman. That's your place, you know? It's sad. It's so sad. It just creates such a toxic environment. And then you have fucking politics. You have, I mean, I feel like everything, there's always a spectrum with everything. So, you know, if this doesn't apply, cool. But, you know, you have your extremists. You have people on the right who are so extreme, so far right, and then so far left, you know. All it does is it causes a divide. You know, you have these extremists going back and forth with, oh, well, at least I didn't do this, or at least we don't act like this. Here's an example of one instance of some fucking liberal doing some fucking cringy shit. Oh, this represents the entire left. And then same thing, they go to a Trump rally and they get some people saying some dumb shit, and now suddenly that represents all Republicans. And I'm not trying to advocate for either or side, but there's just always people sound like fucking toddlers. Well, at least we don't do this. Oh, this is why y'all act this way. Beep, beep, pop, pop, boop, boop, boop. There's never going to be a solution. What is the solution? There's probably not even one available. We're always going to be divided. So I don't even know why I'm stressing this, because there's nothing I can do. And there's nothing anyone can really do at this point, because we're just so far divided. And then you have all your different races, and you know, you have white people, they get upset when they hear BLM because they take it as, oh, Black Lives Only Matter. No, no, it was Black Lives Matter also. We don't need an All Lives Matter. That's obvious. That's basically what Black Lives is saying. We matter too, you know, but that shit just divides people even more, because white people want to fucking do the fucking most. And then it just causes so much conflict. And I wish we could just all get along, you know, like the bitch on Mean Girls, you know. Why can't it be like that? Why can't it be? Everyone is so goddamn opinionated, and that's okay. We all have opinions. I have opinions. But fuck, what is it gonna take? Why do we put these pressures on ourselves? Why do we put these expectations on each other? We're all individuals, you know. I wish everybody just loved everybody, but that's not rational thinking. It's just not gonna happen. So that was kind of pointless, but some points were made, I would say, because it's tea. It sucks. It sucks. Also, like, being on the internet, you know, people have these expectations of us to be so poised and put together. You know, influencers are people too. They make mistakes the same way everybody listening does. You know, I don't know why people assume that because somebody has followers that they're just automatically this type of person, or they've got to be a good person because they have a platform. No, there's some really nasty fucking people out there. Look at Adam Levine. Purr. But, I mean, people are so quick on the internet to tear somebody down because they made a fucking mistake, a very common mistake. And now the internet has completely turned on them. But what about your homegirl? Okay, your homegirl did far worse. Your bestie did far worse. Oh, but it's different. No, it's not. It's not different. It's not fucking different. It's never different. Okay. People are people. There's just so. Just because somebody has followers or is famous or whatever doesn't mean that they are no longer human. They still came out of somebody's pussy. They still went to an elementary school somewhere. You know, they were once a regular person until people glorified them and put them on a pedestal, and now they've got all these lights and cameras on them, and now they don't know how to fucking act, and they've got to walk on eggshells. And you know, it just I don't know what the solution is. I'm over it. It's not cute and gorgeous. There's just always gonna be a divide, unfortunately. And that's just a hard pill to swallow for me. Yeah, because men are stupid. Women are stupid. Everybody is stupid. I'm stupid. This conversation is stupid. I'm going on another break, okay? I love you, girls. And when I come back, I'm going to answer some of your questions.
It is 4:30 in the morning. Whose goddamn dog is going nuts?
I'm screaming. Wow. There was an event today. I don't know what it was, but it was an event in my neighborhood. There was helicopters, yeah, just flying around overhead, and then about five cops, zoom, 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 somebody got arrested. I don't know what happened, but the whole community was out there. Mm-hmm, yep, so it's crazy over here in these streets. Before I get into the questions, I'm going to share what I've been listening to. Hope y'all have been listening to the songs I'm suggesting, but I'm still listening heavily this week to Gonna Bleach My Eyebrows by Alimida. I hope that's how you say her name. Great fucking song. It is probably the song I've listened to the most in the past 2 weeks. Just be putting my hand out the window, vibing. Yeah. Living life. Yeah. Yacht Club. I'm becoming obsessed with Yacht Club. Landlord. Great song. Been listening to it a lot this week. My friend, Jeffrey Eli. His song Casper, oh my God. Probably the song I've listened to second the most, yeah. I've listened to it so many times. I probably listened to it at least 12 times just today. Yeah, I love it. I love it so much. Very proud of you too, by the way. Also listening to Crystal by Matt Maltese. Love it. I've been listening to Faye Webster, Right Side of My Neck. Snow Allegra did a remake of Things We Do for Love. Not Things We Do for Love. Do for Love. You know, great song. Great song. Two Places at Once by Haley Joel. High and Low by Empire of the Sun. Ungrateful by Megan Thee Stallion featuring Key Glock. And that's all I've got for you, girls. That's what I've been listening to heavy on repeat on rotate this past week. Yeah, now to the questions. Mamas, mamas and papas, yeah. Oh, this motherfucker's up. Looking at my story. What are you doing up, bitch? Purr, 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 purr. Okay. A lot of these questions, I feel like y'all don't even listen to the damn podcast because I answer some of these so many times. It's just a little sad and frustrating to me. But you know what? Moving on. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Barry DeVille asked, where did you get your septum ring? This one. Amazon. I get pretty much all of my septum rings from Amazon. Yeah. Okay, kind of fitting the theme of today's episode. Abby DeLangerheim. Hey, Abby. How you doing, girl? Do you believe in once a cheater, always a cheater? No, I don't believe that. I think there is always room for temptation, sure. But with that mentality, we're not allowing people space to grow. I used to be a major kleptomaniac. I was stealing any and everything I could get my hands on. From a store, from a corporation, not little mom and pops, not from people. Still wrong, but still, fuck capitalism. I was stealing any and everything. I don't do that at all. So people change. I think a lot of people need to heal. They need to get to the bottom of why they are either one, jaded, or two, what trauma this is stemming from, why they think it's okay to you know, regard, dispose somebody like that. But people do change. I know a lot of relationships, there's a lot of times they kind of start rocky. People cheat, people change, people grow from their mistakes and they do better. But I will say that cheaters do have a tendency of always cheating. But, you know, there's always room for growth and change, no matter how bad of a person you are, no matter how far down the rabbit hole you've got, there's always a chance to turn back. So I don't think you're always a cheater, but I do think cheating is one of those things that just like morally I couldn't do it, but other people, I guess, lack those morals. So it is, I feel like it's a harder thing to get over for some. Okay. Cheat meals. Tristan Marie. Typical cheat meal will be me going to Chick-fil-A and getting me a 12-count nugget with a Coke Zero and a large fry. Yeah. Or I'll just go to McDonald's and get a fry and maybe cookies. Or now they have a cheese Danish. It's so good. But I only go to fast food now maybe once a week. So yeah, those are my, I guess those are my cheat meals. Sam Hayente. Okay. Not a question, but help me feel less anxious about taking a mental health day from work. You should not feel any anxiety from that. You need to decompress, de-stress. Okay. I mean this with love, just the realist in me. You are only a number, okay? You are replaceable in the work field, not as a human being, okay? If something were to happen to you, God forbid, you would be kicked out on the street, replaced, okay? So when you realize that, it's best that you look out for yourself, because that job, they're going to look out for themselves, okay? You got to do what's best for you. You got to do what's right for you. And if you're feeling burnout and tired, or you're feeling stressed, or you're feeling like the world is against you and you need a day or two or three, take it. You know yourself better than anybody else. You know how you're feeling. So move accordingly. Take that mental health day. Don't feel bad about it. If anyone gives you a hard time, you don't owe anyone an explanation. Don't overexplain yourself as to why. You just got to do what you got to do. And go ahead and lie if you have to. Family function, funeral, whatever. Okay? That's nobody's business. You request the day off, they either approve or deny. Okay? Do you. Becca 0897. If you could relive an experience for the first time again, what would you choose? Assuming that I could maybe, you know, go back in time and like, you know, to that experience and just start life again from there on, I would probably say like when my videos first started popping off on TikTok and I started growing, it was very fun. It was very exciting. Going from being a server, serving tables, to having dreams of, you know, being, it was never my dream to be an influencer. That just kind of happened, but I've always wanted to be an entertainer. And so going from nobody really knowing me outside of my town to everywhere I went, people stopping and recognizing me, it was cool. It was a thrill. But I feel like I made a lot of mistakes. I wouldn't say mistakes, but I just shared a lot, and I went through a lot of weird phases. Like, I was literally going out in public with fucking muumuus and Crocs on, looking so mentally unstable, and I was taking photos with you girls. I'm scared to ever see those photos. They do worry me from time to time. I lay in bed up at night thinking about all these things and all the opportunities that I pissed away, all the money that I made in the past 2 or 3 years, and how reckless and careless I was with it. I would have definitely been more organized. I would have definitely gotten taken control of my mental health and got diagnosed with ADHD a long time ago. So probably I would say I would go back to like right before the pandemic hit, and I would just start fresh from there. I would have really gotten a grip on my mental health. I would have got my diet and lifestyle, health, fitness, all under control. And I just would have executed all the opportunities and all the content and all the everything I've done in between better. I would have executed it better, including season one of this podcast and even the first few episodes. You know, I'm still learning. It's doesn't happen overnight. Okay. So 444, angel numbers. I've been seeing a lot of them. More than usual lately. I mean, my angel number is 36, but I've been seeing a lot of, you know, threes lately, all of them, 111, 222, more than usual, a lot more than usual. Yeah. I am me. What's good? What is your favorite snack? Peaches. I love peaches. I could eat 20 peaches in a sitting. Yeah. I was eating like 8 peaches a day. For a few weeks. Yeah, I was just fucking up some peaches, some goddamn peaches, organic peaches, of course. Yeah. Cool kid Narita. Are you happy? Well, I'm not sad. I'm optimistic, eager, and excited for the future. But right now, I'm just coasting and toasting. Yeah. A lot of these questions are redundant. Favorite color, autumn, sea black. It's purple. My favorite color is purple. Thank you. On that note, I'm going to end the episode here. I love you girls. Thank you for tuning in. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. But I hope you'll have a wonderful, gorgeous day. Leave a review, please. And thank you. I love you. Kisses.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.